This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The polls are open.
Taylor Swift kind of inspired a couple of different outfits for Homecoming Spirit Week, actually. You'll find out why Hannah's dressed like Taylor Swift today. And it was also like our inspiration of eras, our decades yesterday. Going back to school for this Homecoming Spirit Week, what would you consider as your favorite era? Because I feel like you're working like little groupings, like kindergarten through second, that middle school, junior high, high school. What was your favorite era?
Let's see. Definitely not elementary school because my parents split up and that was bad. Okay. Middle school.
Unpack your trauma.
Yeah, here we go. Middle school, I had terrible cystic acne, so I was like super insecure.
Wow. Okay.
Now, high school is where it was at. That was by far my favorite era. I felt like I had a really fun time. I was on the dance team, I did radio in my high school. I was always with my friends. I was driving for the first time. I was one of the first to drive. I loved high school.
All right. High school. Hannah was the best, Hannah.
I mean, I had a good time in high school. I had a good time throughout all my school years. But my favorite time would be, I think, you know, grade 3 through 6. That was a lot of fun.
Okay, the middle there.
And then the reasoning was, you know, the Catholic school I went to, when you got to the 7th grade, you had the chance to go to the junior high. You could leave the Catholic school and go to junior high.
Oh, wow.
So we had a lot of kids. I lost some friends that would go there. Not that you lose them, but you don't see them every day. So that was kind of the deal. And that 3 through 5 was just,
You lost friends later on. I was like, well, I thought you were saying that you liked that all those kids got out of the school. And
No,
the big dog.
Yeah, so, you know, it was always like, you know, you kind of dreaded those years coming up because you knew everybody's not going to be here. You know, it's like that.
Right.
But yeah, it was a fun group. And, you know, you have all the fun activities, all those, you know, junior sports, Cub Scouts and things like that. So that was a very, very fun time.
AB?
Yeah, I liked all my eras of school. Can I say college, though?
I knew you were going to say college. Your KU era.
I loved college. Like, I made the best friends ever. I couldn't believe, like, I had not known them sooner and lived my life without them.
You didn't start drinking until college, right?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't party at all. Like, you were just... See, you needed your party era.
You needed a party era.
We needed AD to get into our party mode. For me, though, I did. I liked to party in high school, so I thought I was going to choose high school. But then I was like reflecting, and I just think that 3rd through 6th, because I felt like high school, at the end, like, things start to get real. You have to pick a college.
Yep.
You start feeling that pressure of what your future look like. And I was like... All right. Like, I felt like 3rd through 6th. There was no worries, man.
I'm shocked you didn't pick high school.
I know. I thought I was going to pick high school, too. That's where I met my wife, too, her high school sweethearts. But, like, again, it was at the
You're
end.
You're like, forget her. Right. How about Bosco sticks at elementary school?
Yeah, like, mini corn dogs, Bosco sticks, they had this blue drink thing. That was legit.
Learning the recorder in music class.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was the day. So, yeah. I feel like that was my favorite era because, I mean, I felt like there was no worries back then.
Right.
The polls are open.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.